Wow, what a morning. Norm Hitzkes won his 100th career emergency break of the week. The Metroplex is beside themselves. Everybody's going crazy celebrating this historic morning. And, Gordo, we're going to take a look back at the master.
We sure are, Giorgio. Now, we all got together. I'm talking to Giorgio. Yeah, Giorgio, you and I are curating these things, trying to decide which ones are the best ones. And there's so many to choose from. There's 100 to choose from.
100 to choose
from. How do you narrow that down?
It's tough. I guess we could start with today and knowing that, you know, Norm is not, he didn't get this in a cheap way today. This was classic Norm today.
Yeah, this is a legit thing. Favre laying down for Strahan.
No, no.
Yeah, as P1 Jeff says, this wasn't just a little tip-in to reach 100. It was a monster dunk.
Boy, was it, as Norm looked at Mozart as a painter.
It's impossible, basically, and you got to just persist and keep going. I knew that, you know, I got one, I started shooting, and you just kind of keep going and hoping.
When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
You might have been thinking Picasso.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those dudes.
Yeah.
100.
Wow, so historic.
At the beginning of it, we got the sincerity smack, and I see that that's already been put out as a breakfast cereal.
Yeah, I'll retweet
that. Norm Hitchcock's sincerity smacks.
Let me ask you something.
I love Aaron's tweet. He says, I imagine Norm going back home after that and looking at his original Mozart hanging on his wall that he bought from a shady underground art dealer in Venice, and he hung his head in shame.
Oh, man. Well, we love it when Norm gets sincere. He tried to get really sincere and get kind of real with Bart Starr, and that did not go well.
You have two sons, one of whom I know very, very well, your son Bart Jr. Your other son's name is Brett, is that correct?
That's correct, but it's just with one T. But Brett, our son passed away almost 19 years ago. He's no longer alive.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though, that you would have a son that you had named Brett, and your successor of greatness at quarterback at the Packers would be named Brett. What an amazing history.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. I can't even listen to that.
That is tone-deaf Norm at his best.
We all did the same thing. We just put our heads down and hand over the head. Just like, oh, no.
It's typical Norm. He just bulldozes over. He's going to get to his point no matter what.
But it's an amazing note.
No matter what new information, which is very important new information, has been introduced to Norm.
Yes.
But he just glosses right over the whole.
It's an amazing, ironic note.
It's an amazing, ironic note.
That's why he can't walk out of the
That his son, who's spelled differently than Brett Favre's name,
right.
even.
It's too painful to hear again,
but
isn't it?
The other crazy thing about this to me is there's a reason why Norm only knows one of them really well, as he mentions in the beginning of this. One of whom I know really well. The other one I don't really hear too much about these days. I don't know. But
it's painful, but one more time.
You have two sons, one of whom I know very, very well, your son Bart Jr. Your other son's name is Brett. Is that correct?
That's correct, but it's just with one T. But Brett, our son passed away almost 19 years ago. He's no longer alive.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though, that you would have a son that you had named Brett, and your successor of greatness at quarterback at the Packers would be named Brett. What an amazing history.
What an amazing history. I want a shirt that says that. What an amazing history.
And what a fake, amazing uncomfortable history. Laugh that was by Bart Starr.
Right.
Knowing. Bart Starr had to be thinking, well, what is this guy talking about?
Gosh, did this guy not just hear what I said? My son is dead? And Bart Starr also has a weird moment in there when he says that he passed away 19 years ago and is no longer alive.
Yeah.
We didn't need the redundance there, redundancy.
Boy, that's so uncomfortable. And this was one of Norm's best and first e-breaks when he first came to the ticket. And he's talking to the late, great Pat Summerall and talking about the places where he gets to go as a commentator for Fox or CBS.
Pat, whenever you go around, depending on the site of the game, I mean, let's face it, 91 celebrities don't turn out in Indianapolis for the game. I mean, it's a nice place and everything, but it's, you know, it's not the place to see and be seen in this world. But now Washington, Pat. You were at Washington. Who do you bump into there? Who's at the game? Who are your friends? I mean, Washington's a place to see and be seen these days with the Redskins playing well.
We were in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Pat. The game was in Jacksonville.
Right. Boy, it's kind of fast-talking, Norm.
Yeah, I know. He's real sharp, fast-moving, crisp.
Well, yeah, it was 20 years ago, nearly.
That's been 20 years.
Sounded almost, like he had built a whole segment on the whole Washington thing.
Kill it.
Place to see and be seen, Washington.
Washington. You, Pat, you are in Washington.
Oh, that's so great. And, of course, this turned into a T-shirt when Norm got really mad at a caller and told him no, not once, but about 30 times.
Where was the pitch?
It was high and tight.
Right. Okay, Rob, I'm going to take your stand here. I'm going to send a message. Where do I throw the ball to Soriano?
High and tight.
No. 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 Never. 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 No. Never. Hit him in the butt. When Nolan Ryan wanted to hit somebody, he'd drill him in the butt. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. But headhunting is a coward.
Headhunting is a coward. I want that shirt, too. Headhunting is a coward.
Oh, man. And maybe we should all rise and face the north as we hear Norm tell you a way to get your energy.
Where are you getting your energy? It's a simple question. Where are you getting your energy in this world? Energy is becoming more and more and more of a factor in everybody's world. Everybody's world. I'd like to direct you to a new client we have on the station named Choose Energy. Choose Energy is an absolutely fantastic way of getting your energy in this world. Choose Energy allows you to choose the company you want. Choose the company you want to deliver your energy. Choose Energy gives you fantastic choices in the energy area. And it's up to you to simply look at the choices and determine which one is best for you. Choose Energy we'll hear a lot more about in the coming days on our station. Ooh. Choose Energy as a way to save you money. Choose Energy is the way of the future, enabling you to choose the energy source you want, the one that works best for you, the one that saves you the most energy money. Choose Energy.
By the way, that was Norm starting a live spot with no copy points the name of the company, yes. Choose Energy.
See, I like to think that his copy points were a picture of the world.
Yes.
A picture of a person.
Okay, some people have got to mock up the actual live spot sheet.
The word choose and the word energy. So you got world, choose, energy. And just
watch,
mix up those words and go 60 seconds.
If Norm actually did nail all the copy points they had laid out for him. We thought he was just improvising around, but no, that was what was actually written there.
Please hit hard, and you'll hear more in the days and months ahead.
Energy money
energy
as well.
Money,
that
yes.
was another copy point there.
That should have dollar bills with lightning bolts coming out of them.
Boy, the Metroplex is going crazy over Norm winning number 100. In fact, Bobby suggests that we rename the e-break the Hitzkas Award.
It will be.
That
is coming. Yes.
Yeah. What do you mean? Why not today?
It's just not today, because he's not passed yet.
So we got to wait?
We're getting close, but he hasn't passed yet.
Well, way to go, Norm.
Isn't it a wonderful history?
100. A wonderful history.
An incredible history or something.
100 wins now for Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss.